but everyone understands that it's Rome up to verse 29. The only difference is that Uriah Smith would tell you that in verse 23, Daniel the prophet's testimony here would drop back into the same history of Rome that had been covered in verses 16 through 22. I agree with Uriah Smith's analysis there. I don't think that he came to that conclusion for the same reason that I have done, because I see Daniel using this literary technique three times in Daniel 11. This technique being that first Daniel describes how Rome comes to conquer the world and then drops back into the same history and tells how Rome dealt with God's people during that time period. And you can see this technique both in how pagan Rome is described, and then in papal Rome, and then in modern Rome in verse 40 through 45. So I think you can see this two times through history, three times in chapter 11, and it adds strength to what Uriah Smith says. Now, he no doubt wouldn't use that defense, because he begins with a different understanding in verse 36. And if you've ever looked at some of the controversy around Uriah Smith's position on Daniel 11, the controversy that I'm referring to is basically the disagreement between James White and the historic pioneer position versus Uriah Smith's new position that came into the Adventism in the 1870s. If you've ever looked at those, you'd realize that in verse 36 is where Uriah Smith takes a different direction on who the King of the North is. And because we're going to approach these verses at this time, this is when this subject's going to start being addressed. Now, in the last presentation, I mentioned that we were going to look at the time of the end and the time appointed and the end. And I've decided that would be best done when we get into chapter 12, because that's where this understanding is supremely important in my mind. There is a false application being made in Adventism many times about Daniel 12:4, which says, "But O Daniel, shut up the words and seal thy book even to the time of the end." The false application being that the time of the end is a time period at the very end of the world, and in that time period we should expect to see the 1260, 1290, and 1335 of Daniel 12 be fulfilled in a day for a day prophecy. And when we get there, we're going to look at this understanding that Daniel establishes in